Hind's Feet on High Places by Hannah Hernard. A preface to the allegory. One morning, during the daily Bible reading on our mission compound in Palestine, our little Arab nurse read from Daily Light a quotation from the Song of Songs. "The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills." Song of Solomon 2:8. When asked what the verse meant, she looked up with a happy smile of understanding and said, "It means there are no obstacles which our Saviour's love cannot overcome, and that to him mountains of difficulty are as easy as an asphalt road." From the garden at the back of the mission house at the foot of Mount Gerizim, we could often watch the gazelles bounding up the mountainside, leaping from rock to rock with extraordinary grace and agility. Their motion was one of the most beautiful examples of exultant and apparently effortless ease in surmounting obstacles which I have ever seen. How deeply we who love the Lord of love and desire to follow him long for the power to surmount all the difficulties and tests and conflicts in life in the same exultant and triumphant way. To learn the secret of victorious living has been the heart's desire of those who love the Lord in every generation. We feel we would give anything if only we could, in actual experience, live on the high places of love and victory here on this earth and during this life, able always to react to evil, tribulation, sorrow, pain, and every wrong thing, in such a way that they would be overcome and transformed into something to the praise and glory of God for ever. As Christians, we know, in theory at least, that in the life of a child of God there are no second causes, that even the most unjust and cruel things, as well as all seemingly pointless and undeserved sufferings, have been permitted by God.